How will the drought affect some of the already struggling farm communities around the state? Javier Guzman is with the Water for Land Committee. He was at the California Drought Task Force public meeting and spoke on behalf of farm workers who he says have been unheard during this crisis.
Well, we're here because the voice of the agricultural workers is not being heard. Throughout the three-year period of the drought in Fresno, maybe one or two articles on agricultural workers and their families. That's a shame. You know, and then secondly, I'm here because we are fighting a cause that is not based on material goods, or we're not in it for, you know, ego enhancement. We're in it because in honor of our agricultural brothers and sisters who are working right now, and my parents and my grandparents and my compadres and my comadres, we have to fight for water in their honor.
He says the state needs to take a closer look at how we use water and our environmental regulation.
You have the wildlife folks who, you know, are biologists, and they're doing their assessment of the water needs of wildlife, okay? And that's fine, but they're in a closed door in a back room looking at a grid, and it shows 30 or 40 fish, and so we're going to cut the water down to in the South Bay Delta by 40%. Why isn't there a system that allows us to file waivers and petitions to say, wait a minute, with that reduction, we're gonna suffer a hardship in our communities, okay? I mean, we have right now, we're protecting the Endangered Species Act, and I'm not against the Endangered Species Act per se, but I'm against the rules and regulations and protocols and procedures that are followed that are not even and fair for everybody.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.